Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Rory McIlroy has been speaking to world media this afternoon about the deal merging the PGA Tour and the European Tour with Saudi Arabia's golf interests. He admitted that he was surprised and had mixed emotions after learning of the shock declaration of peace in golf's civil war. Here's Rory speaking about being caught in the crossfire between the PGA and LIV after both sides came to an agreement.
It's hard for me to not sit up here and feel somewhat like a sacrificial lamb and, you know, feeling like I've put myself out there and this is what happens.
And McIlroy is not disguising his feelings about what he thinks about LIV Golf.
Hate LIV. Like, I hate LIV. Like, I hope it goes away and I would fully expect that it does. And I think that's where the distinction here is. This is the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour and the PIF. Very different from LIV. All I've tried to do is protect what the PGA Tour is and what the PGA Tour stands for, and I think it will continue to do that.
Well, it was a bombshell press conference. I'm joined now by Greg Allen from RTE Sport. Greg, where exactly was he speaking?
Well, I don't think it was as much of a bombshell as some people might have expected, because last night he was at the players' meeting at the Canadian Open and there was a lot of to and fro, and it got very heated. And I think, you know, some expletives were used in not necessarily in a flattering direction towards Rory. Rory said one thing towards the end of that press conference, that he wasn't looking forward to the press conference and that yesterday was tough. He also indicated that he was only informed about it on Monday night, and then the details were given to him at 6:30 in the morning yesterday locally in Canada, which was about 2 hours before the announcement was made. And when you consider that Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods have been the front-up people who have been opposing LIV on behalf of the PGA Tour for the last 2 years, there's a feeling, both of them, I would say, feel a little bit hard done by. However, last July at the JP McManus Pro-Am, my colleague from BBC Northern Ireland, Steve Watson, interviewed Rory McIlroy. And at that point, 11 months ago, Rory said that all of the parties had to get around the table and start talking. He also said at the press conference that he was aware that things were going on. He just was not aware of the detail. He was also aware yesterday of how much of a surprise it was, not just to him, but to everybody. But then again, that's how deals are done, especially in American business.
It was practical.
It's business at the end of end of the day.
But the reason I say it's a bombshell, and you're more au fait with the detail of this story than I am, but he, as you say, was one of the front runners, one of the most high profile figures speaking against Saudi money in golf. He spoke about the integrity of the game and the PGA Tour, and he spoke about sports washing and the effect of it. And now he's saying this deal with Saudi money in the PGA Tour is good for the pro game.
Yeah, because he says he's looking 10 years down the line. And 10 years down the line, this will more than likely secure the future of professional golf. It looks like something of a world tour will be established, which will amalgamate the interests of the DP World Tour, which is the European Tour, which is very much the third wheel in this at the moment. The PGA Tour are the big power brokers in this. Jay Monahan will be the chief executive, and obviously LIV Golf, but they're not going to be. It's not going to be LIV Golf anymore. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the PIF, which is the public investment fund. LIV Golf will disappear. That's pretty much certain now. After this year, they'll run out their schedule and it'll disappear. And that's why he can say, I still hate LIV, because he knows LIV will go.
Yeah, but the money, the Saudi money won't go.
No,
and I just wonder, did he have any option, Greg, in your opinion, but to do a U-turn here?
In what way? I mean, how could he have done a U-turn? This thing has been presented in front of him. The only absolute way at the moment that things can change is if the PGA Tour Policy Board votes en masse against what this deal is. Now, the PGA Tour Policy Board will be sold this deal on the basis that this is your futures. They're speaking to the players. They'll be selling this very, very hard, that there's going to be millions upon millions more going into each prize fund each week, probably on the PGA Tour, which will now become named something else. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be very hard for those players to vote against it. Well, certainly the elite players. There seems to be a disconnect between what the top 75 players possibly in the world will get and then the rest of the field, which will be the bottom 75 players. Those were most of the comments of discontent yesterday at that players' meeting at the Canadian Tour were from players beneath the 75 who will benefit hugely from it. And the top 75 or thereabouts, that sort of number, will be the ones which will benefit hugely from lots
tons,
of money.
Tons more money, won't they?
Yeah, tons more money. I mean, you're talking about combining the already, you know, strong spending power of the PGA Tour, which incidentally was spending sort of money they didn't really have to try to match the LIV prize funds, because the LIV prize funds could be as big as they wanted. That was just down to the PIF deciding it's going to be 20 million or maybe we'll make it 40 million per tournament.
PIF,
you know.
Just to explain to me, PIF is the Saudi Arabia fund, isn't it?
It's that a sovereign, yeah. It's a sovereign Saudi Arabia fund, which Yasir al-Rumayyan is the governor of, and he's very closely connected to Mohammed bin Salman. So, I mean, it's basically Saudi Arabia from the very, very top trying to, I suppose, diversify from where their business interests have been in the world, which have been largely connected with oil, and they're diversifying and they're becoming a much more open, diverse, that's what they want to think us to think of, state. And this is where the accusation of sport washing comes from. And it is. It is sport washing.
It's
and sport washing is actually succeeding.
I'd love to know what people think of it. 51551, as always, Greg Allen, thank you very much indeed.